From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Inspection reports for local food facilities now available online. Inspection reports have always been available to the public in paper form. Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services Division of Environmental Health Director Melissa Martell saying going electronic will make the reports more accessible. DEH staff performs 1,400 to 1,500 routine retail food facility inspections each year. Retail food facilities include restaurants, grocery stores, school cafeterias, gas stations, food trucks, and other places where food's available. Routine inspections occur 1 to 3 times a year, depending on the type of facility. A preliminary hearing for murder suspect Connor Whited, scheduled for November 25th now, after being canceled Monday because his attorney needs more time. Whited is accused of killing Brett Keiling, who was found badly beaten in Opera Alley back on September 26th. He died 12 days later. Police say Whited of Nashville beat Keiling to death with a club. Police say the victim had a long rap sheet in Indiana, where he'd recently moved from. According to Lost Coast Outpost, it included a 2011 federal indictment for threatening to stab an employee of then-Representative Joe Donnelly. Keiling was initially ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial, but after several months of antipsychotic medication, he recovered enough to plead guilty. Whited's being held on more than $1 million bail. During Friday night's high school football game in Crescent City, there was an aerial explosive firework launched from an area just to the east of the field. The firework traveled over the football field and exploded directly over several players. The subject, Levi Jesse Cochran, suspected to have been launching the firework, was apprehended by parents and attendees at the football game. Crescent City Police Department officer Yang Lo was attending the football game, part of his school resource officer duties, and was able to request a response from other units to take the suspect into custody. He was sent to the Del Norte County Jail. Well, the public's invited to join the City of Eureka and Recology to learn about community waste at a Recology open house. That's happening November 10th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Recology Recycling Facility at 555 Vance Avenue in Samoa. City Council members will be on hand to join the community in experiencing waste firsthand. There will be presentations from Recology, the City of Eureka, and Zero Waste Humboldt on local waste-related topics, including the Waste Action Plan process, and an opportunity to provide input on the Waste Action Plan will be made available for questions. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.